Station 1. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Luke 23:34. If you are familiar with the story of Jesus, you might understand the context in which Jesus uttered these words. Just days before, he triumphantly rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, where he was praised and recognized as the promised Messiah. Oh, how quickly things took a dark turn. Within a week, he was betrayed, beaten, mocked, dehumanized, and ultimately nailed to a cross to die a criminal's death. However, in the midst of unimaginable and profound cruelty, Jesus looks at his persecutors with compassion. He pleads to the Father on their behalf and responds with mercy and forgiveness. To embark on this journey to the cross is to recognize our brokenness, to identify on some level with those that put Jesus on the cross. We've all been there. We've chosen our own kingdom. We've settled for the easy, temporary fixes, and we've hurt others in the process. However, in his inconceivable grace, Jesus offers to us that same compassion and forgiveness. He looks at us and declares that we will not be defined by our darkest moments or our worst choices. He opens the door to redemption and invites us to step across the threshold. When we experience the freedom that comes when we accept this forgiveness, we can't help but overflow with gratitude. We learn to extend that same forgiveness to others, not because they deserve it, but because we want to experience the fullness of Christ's freedom. Pray. Jesus, I confess. I have allowed the things I've done and the things that have been done to me to define me. I no longer want to live in the prison of unforgiveness. I want to experience the freedom that comes through your grace, your amazing, undeserved grace. Even though it is so profoundly hard, help me to forgive those who have hurt me, not for their benefit, but so I can experience your wholeness. Jesus, there will never be enough words to thank you for what you have done for me. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your sacrifice. Amen. Interact further. You are no longer a caged bird. God has already given you the key to your freedom. Please take a key as a reminder that you are forgiven. We encourage you to put it in a place where you'll see it often. Whenever you are tempted to cage yourself again by bringing up the past, may it be a symbol to remind you to release yourself once more.